Hello, this is the Tony and Ryan podcast. Who we got?
We are calling Tarpa Royalty. This is Alex Fiasco.
Hello?
Hello, is that Alex Fiasco?
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
Podcast, it's Tony and Ryan. Will you approve?
Absolutely, I'll approve.
Yay! It would have been a real fiasco if you didn't.
I see what you did there.
Oh, wow. He's never heard that one before.
Look out.
Not once ever.
Alex, for the record, how do you say your last name?
That's not my actual last name. So I just put it as Fiasco. Is it funny?
That's a stage name.
You know, for my performances.
Yeah. Well, seriously though, thanks for being an absolute legend
in
the comments in the Facebook group. I love when your name comes up because I love reading it out.
Hey, it's Alex Fiasco from Chicago, and I approve this podcast.
Coming up today, misheard lyrics. And I'm not just talking misheard, I'm talking I've been singing out loud the wrong thing for 25 years.
I actually really like these.
Yeah.
Because they just are often like a real moment in time. Like you heard it once and then you go, cool, that's what it is.
I'm going with it. Feels right.
And back in the day, you couldn't look up A to Z lyrics.com.
Yeah.
You know?
You couldn't just Google it and figure it out.
Yeah, if you didn't have the CD with this booklet in it that had the lyrics in it.
That's a moment in time. Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
Nah. But you didn't know if you didn't have that.
I just ordered the Young Gravy album record.
What the fuck?
And, well, for the office, we have to contribute a record
to
the, you know, because of culture.
Culture.
And I wonder if that comes with lyrics.
I hope not.
Because just reading that would be like, that hoe, dance the money, bitch.
Yeah. Damn, Gravy, you so vicious.
Oh, you know the words.
Yeah, because you fucking sing it literally 27-7. 27 hours a day, seven days a week.
Righto. I think it's also the moment when you've been singing it for 15 years, then a bunch of friends around, then you sing it out loud, and that moment where everyone goes, hang on a sec, bud, did you just say?
Yeah, and you really commit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up soon.
Normal or nah?
Normal or nah. What is normal or nah, Tony?
Normal or nah, we take a question or a statement from our community, our Facebook group, or either of us come up with something and we decide, because we are the adjudicators in this, we decide whether it's normal or if it's nah.
Should we say what happened yesterday? It used to really fuck me off when Tony used to explain normal or nah for 15 minutes because I think...
I did not ever explain it for 15 minutes.
Fair.
Just then that was like not even 15 seconds.
Yeah. So... I thought the title of Normal or Nah was kind of self-explanatory.
Ryan goes, people fucking get it.
People
you don't
fucking
have to
get it.
Fucking say anything.
And I feel like over a few months, it became a bit of a running thing.
Yeah, that you'd go, all right, normal or nah. And I'd go, so, normal or nah. And then we both start laughing. And I'd go, all right, well, you know, you yelled at me. You don't want me to explain it.
Yell.
So I'll just sit here and be your laugh track.
I never yell.
I just won't say anything. I'll just be pretty and I'll just sit here.
Well, you're nailing that because you look great today.
But
so yesterday,
mm-hmm.
we meet with this sort of audio consultant, podcast coach, radio guy that is employed for Spotify. He's like, g'day, guys. You know, can I give you a couple of notes? And we're like, sure, mate. What do you reckon?
And he's like, you know what? The show is perfect, except it'd be great if you explained normal or not.
And I nearly fucking shat right there in the cafe. And Tony just looks at me with the biggest... Everyone, you know that saying, I hate to say I told you so?
Yeah.
No one hates to say that. Everyone loves saying I told you
it
so.
It feels great.
It's a big moment. And Tony just looked at me and goes, oh, yeah,
do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Could you explain that? Yeah, it did feel pretty good.
So we say normal or nah. And then I fucking quit. Normal or nah.
So the thing about these water bottles is.
All right, normal or nah. When someone is driving really, really slow in front of me,
mm-hmm.
I'll like swerve a bit so the car behind can see that it's the car in front and not me that's slowing everyone down. Is that normal or nah?
So you're saying you do this, or that's weird from you. You're not like anxious about what people think of you.
But I'll be getting a bit annoyed at the person in front, and I'm like,
this can't. This car. I said this car.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I didn't realize car was spelt with a U-N-T in it.
No, I said this car. Yeah. I'm not even beeping that because I said this car.
Sure.
This
leave car. It in.
This car is what I said. And then, yeah, so you're like,
yeah.
It's bitchy.
It is bitchy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say nah because I don't do that.
But now that you know it exists.
But, yeah. See, you know what is something that I don't actually like about normal or nah? Sometimes it just gives me new things to be anxious about. Like, should I have been worrying about this the whole time? I've never thought about it before, but should I have?
But now it's brought to your attention.
Yeah.
Maybe you're swerving all over the place.
Should I be anxious about
that? I'm just letting you know it's a young yeah. Normal for me.
Yeah,
welcome.
That's weird.
And welcome anyone else who wants to try it.
You don't
I think it's more of
that.
A shame rather than a – it's not that they're hating on me. I just want them to join me in hating the other guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You sound like you're a really aggressive driver. Is that the case?
No, and I am actually offended that you asked that.
Oh.
Because Tony, 0 to 100 Lodge, is the more aggressive of the two of us.
I'm not aggressive on the road.
Would you say you're more aggressive than me? Not aggressive, but more aggressive than me. Yes or no?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't. And see, it's being displayed right now. You're getting very aggressive.
I sound it.
Yeah. This car.
I also like when people who are like, I can't do it. Oh, they can't this, they can't that. They're just one big can't.
Yeah.
This is from Zach.
Don't say that about Zach. Don't say Zach's a cunt.
Zach put he's not a well, as you're about to find out, he's not a cunt. He's a fucking do.
Oh.
And this kind of got busy in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group. Does anyone else wake up in the middle of the night raring to go with their partner and accidentally wake them up for a bit of a mid-evening rendezvous?
Mid-evening?
Midnight. Zach asks, normal or nah?
And wake your partner up. Normal or nah is really difficult because it's like you're saying like it happens all the time or it never happens.
Yeah.
It has happened, but I wouldn't say it happens like
regularly.
No.
But you're not like against it.
No. And I think that if it's like you're waking them up, it's consensual, you know, like it's all good. And you're just like, oh, you've never given the nudge and you're like, hey, what about
Well, where I struggle with this normal or nah is I guess the contrast between who I am as a person and who I'd like to be. I'd love to believe that if someone woke me up, I'd be down.
Yeah, sure.
And I'd love to believe that if I woke my wife up, she would at least
feign interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reality.
Yeah.
I feel like if someone's like, someone's tapping me when I'm asleep. G'day, champion. Why don't you?
Or jumping on the window out the front.
Yeah, fuck righto. Yeah, come around.
Jump in.
Yeah. Because I'm like,
you're
a bit
asleep.
Of a dead, but I'm a dead sleeper.
Yeah.
And lots of comments here. Let me share some with you. Hayden, if someone touches my sleeping corpse, I will literally wake up swinging fists and not in a good way. So it's a no from me.
My sleeping corpse.
The big deal.
Oh.
I haven't heard from the big deal in a while.
No.
I hope you're doing well, Jade. She said, if you're waking me up in the middle of the night, you better have a helmet on because I'm going to come up swinging hands.
Oh, my God.
Some people are real precious about their sleep.
And I am too. But if it was a little bit of, I think it's okay. Mm.
Emily Goldthorpe, so normal. Sometimes I'll wake up from a sexy dream and I'm fucking halfway there.
Emily.
So you just got to like, hey. Champion, come finish this off.
Yeah, just need you for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I've had a sexy dream with a D. Now I need the real D, says Emily.
That's so funny.
Freya says, normal, give me that pork sword. I'll sleep and I'm dead.
Good for you, Freya.
Yeah, live your best life.
I like that.
Sarah Emily Martin. Me waking my boyfriend up, absolutely fucking normal. My boyfriend waking me up, absolutely fucking not.
Oh, so you're happy to be the one calling the shots?
Well, she's ready.
Yeah.
It's on.
But if he's ready, poke your boner into my back, fuck off.
Fuck off. Wow. Yeah. And there was a lot of sleeping boner into the back of back chat.
Yep.
Are you adverse to a sleeping boner?
On me?
Yeah.
I don't personally have one, okay. So. Are you? The people tapping on your window?
No. Oh, geez. Someone in this bed's got a hard-on. It's banging into the back of my leg.
And it's not me.
It's not me. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, you saying hard-on is just so weird.
Why?
I just don't think I've heard someone say that in a long time.
Was that like
a hard-on?
Do people not say that?
I don't know. What
don't do you
hang out with people.
You don't hang out with boys. Do you not play local football?
Yeah. Are you not in a year 9 science class?
You want to know the most year 9 term for that?
What?
This is a term you haven't.
I actually want to try it because I think I know what you're going to say.
I haven't heard this. I haven't said this for 20 years. I haven't heard this for 20 years. I can't even say it.
All right, we're grown. No. It's scientific. Okay.
Look at me in the eye. Both of them, not that one. And you're not allowed to pull a face.
All right, hang on.
Stiffy. I said you can't pull a face. It's so you did it already.
I've got a chub.
Wake up with a chub, wake up your wife to give it a rub. That's what they always say.
Get a chub to make a bub. See, it's science.
Yeah, it's science. Fuck, what are we doing? Normal or nah? Okay.
So normal or nah, basically.
All right, final one. Here we go.
Okay.
Also, go and check out that thread in the Facebook group. There's some extreme answers. And some people are just like, I'm here for the comments. I love being a part of the TARP community. Normal or nah? Putting the water in the glass before the cordial.
No. Nah. Fuck no.
Absolutely fucking nah. I agree. Now, Sinead said, I put like the juice cordial in before the water, but my boyfriend does it after.
No.
He says it must be an African thing as I'm from Zimbabwe and he's British, but I actually just think he might be a fuckhead.
I think he's a fuckhead too.
Not only, Sinead, is your boyfriend doing it wrong, he's a fuckhead.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so sorry to break it to you, Sinead. But you need to put the cordial in first because the water like mixes it up.
Thank you.
But if you put the cordial in on top, it's like,
are you gonna put your hand in there?
Yeah,
fucking chub and rub it. You're gonna waste a spoon and then have to put it in the dishwasher?
Oh my god!
For one swirl,
what
the cordial?
A mess. Yeah.
Who's got the time?
No, you've got to go cordial first, and then if you happen to put too much water in or whatever, you can top it up with cordial.
Yeah,
that's fine. But you're crazy. What the fuck? It's like if you were making like a rum and coke or something. Don't know who would be drinking that, but like.
I'm not averse to a scotch and coke if the time's right.
Okay, but I said rum and coke.
You're right, and I'm not from Queensland.
Yeah. But if you were, you wouldn't pour the coke in and then pour rum in because that would
it's
be
fucking fucked. Crazy. That's fucked. All right, so we all agree that nah, and we all agree that Sinead's British boyfriend is a fuckhead.
Fuckhead.
Yeah. Great. All right.
She's not waking up for his chub. She's not waking up for his stupid.
Hey, it's Alex Fiasco from Chicago, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Shout out to a few of our champion TARPers, our Tony and Ryan podcasters over at our Patreon. You can check it out at any time of the day or night in the link in our show notes.
It's 24/7.
It's 27/7, what did I say before? 7. You can also, we talk about our Facebook group where we get all our normal nahs and everything. You can join that. It's called Tony and Ryan Podcast on Facebook. You just search it up and you can join. There's like 30,000 people in
That's
there.
That's crazy.
It's awesome. But a few of our champion TARPers in particular, Carrie Ann, thank you so much. And Carver, Bianca Magnanart.
Oh,
what a great name. As if you're not on TV. I'm Bianca Magnanart. Thank you for watching.
Seven Nightly News.
Yeah. Lacey Bonham, thank you so much.
Steve, Lacey Bonham.
Lacey Bonham.
Oh, my mistake.
Please don't talk about Lacey like that. It's not appropriate.
Oh, my mistake.
Steve Farris, Jenny, and Jennifer Wenifer, separate Jennifers.
Ooh. Mm, Jenny, Jenny, or Microwave Jenny? Sorry, it's a castle joke, very niche Australian reference. But Tony obviously didn't.
How'd you make that, doll? Scooped out the punnet. Kim Tran, Nick, and Yakov Gross. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I love The Castle.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
We used to watch it every Father's Day.
Telling me he's dreaming.
With Tim and Tess. You know Tim and Tess.
Oh, really?
It was like our Father's Day thing. Because it's a great family movie.
It is, actually, yeah.
Oh, fuck, it was Father's Day the other day. Why didn't I not? Maybe next year, Tim and Tess. I'm sorry, guys.
I think they're fine. They just bought a house.
Yeah,
they're
all good. Yeah, they've got better things to do than watch The Castle for the 78th time with me, I'm sure. Hey, tomorrow on the show, Tony and I are still trying to figure out the name of this segment, but all I'll say is a working title is Conspiracy Tony.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear about Conspiracy Tony and why Tony is susceptible to being a conspiracy theorist and a doomsday prepper, you would be a doomsday prepper.
I would not be a doomsday prepper.
That was one of my favourite shows on Seven, mate, Doomsday Preppers.
I'm a bit gullible.
A bit gullible, and you like to be prepared.
I do.
And when you hear about something that happened one time,
I'm like, oh, let's prepare for that.
Doomsday prepper.
Oh, fuck. Okay, all right, but we're talking about
That's tomorrow. Everyone in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group, thank you so much for sharing your misheard lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to give you the karaoke butchered version, but I feel like some of these are better sung.
Okay.
So.
Now I'm on board.
We'll back it in.
Yep. I love a sing song.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Oh, did I show you that video of me?
Yeah, I've seen it about 12 times.
Yeah. It resurfaced on Facebook. It comes around on the algorithm of me doing karaoke.
It actually isn't even the algorithm. The other day you just showed it to me in your gallery.
Oh. Gallery, algorithm. I mean, they've both got A's in the
words. No, you went to your phone and you found a video of you singing at karaoke.
Yeah.
And you go, have you seen this? I was like, yeah, mate, you sent it to me yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, great times had by all, except for you, apparently, and everyone else in the bar that night.
I've seen it a lot of times.
Well, you'll see it some more. Righto.
A bit tense today.
Okay.
Yep.
It's all good.
Do you mean to revive you, Stevie?
I wasn't expecting that, but I mean, who's saying no?
No one said no.
Emily said...
Hi, Emily.
Rihanna and... Calvin Harris had that song, We Found Love in a Hopeless Place.
Oh, my God. That was, like, such a big song in, 2011?
Yeah, and it's...
The best.
When she mentioned it, I looked it up on YouTube. It still fucking goes,
It's
song.
A belter.
Yeah, it's a belter. We Found Love in a Hopeless Place is the line.
Mm-hmm.
But she always, for about 10 years, thought We Found Love in a Homeless Place. So...
Well, as if they were in a shack and they were like... Fucking in there or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll just buy the train station.
Yeah, let's find love in this homeless place.
Yeah. So it's supposed to sound a little bit like 3, 2, 1.
We found love in a hopeless place.
But according to Emily, it was more like this.
We found love in a homeless place.
Do you have a home, mate?
We found love in a homeless place. Oh, my God. I love that song. Emily, sorry that you can't hear, but that's a fucking great song. I'm going to listen to that later.
Add it to your list for September. It's a new month. You need a new playlist.
I've already started September.
Yeah, like me. Throw it in.
Okay.
Or does it not fit the vibe?
It might not fit the vibe, okay. But maybe next month. Okay. Yeah.
We don't have to sing this one because it's more of it's a hard one. But Shania Twain, this is, you know the line, I can't believe you kiss your car at night?
Yeah.
And everyone thought it sounds like, I can't believe you kiss your cock at night.
What the fuck?
Did you not think that?
No.
You know the song I'm talking about, right?
Yes. I can't believe you kiss your cock at night. But come on, baby, tell me.
Yeah.
You must be joking, right?
Everyone thought it said cock, and it sounds like cock. And I reckon Shania Twain knew that you gave it a bit of a twang, so people would sound like.
Right. There's another line in that song that goes, that you shine your shoes.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's like shine your, you shine, you shoot, you make me take off my shoes before you let me get into the car. I thought it was shine your shoes and then take your shoes off. And Torbs was like, what the fuck? Why would she say shoes twice?
Stephen Jones said in the Go-Go's song, Our Lips Are Sealed, he thought it was a song about Alex the Seal. Matthew Fongman, you know the Pussycat, geez, the Pussycat Dolls were a real moment in time.
Oh,
and maybe
my God.
We were like young teens then, so it was just like the hottest
it was.
Thing
and
ever.
And the other day in the podcast you said Nicole Scherzingberger.
Yeah.
And obviously you were making a joke.
Scherzingberger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, oh, are we just going to let Ryan go with saying Scherzingberger? If I pulled you up for everything you fucked up, we'd never get anything done.
We'd be here all day.
We wouldn't be shipping water bottles.
Well, yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about Oprah's water bottle.
I got places to be.
You know, we'd be doing nothing.
We wouldn't be fucking talking about stiffies, that's for sure.
Stiffies.
Oh, fuck, that's gross.
Anyway, yeah.
Sorry I brought that back up. No Alex pun intended. The
Alex the Seal. Hilarious.
Alex Seal. Matthew, the Pussycat Dolls. Here's what the words are. When I grow up, I want to be famous. I want to be a star. I want to be in movies. When I grow up, I want to see the world, drive nice cars, want to have groupies.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What were you just gesturing at there?
I always thought that it was, when I grow up, be on TV, drive nice car, want to have boobies.
Well, that's what Matt thought as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I thought it was like, I want to get a boob job.
Oh, I just thought like if it was from the perspective of like a 14-year-old girl, like, oh, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going
to
have
can't
like,
wait to have my boobies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, I thought it was that too. What is it?
Groupies.
Group. Oh, Nicole.
That's weird.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you just want to, like, get famous and fuck heaps of people, I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. Almost famous. Is groupies still a thing? Or now they got a different name. They're like the entourage or they're like hangers-on or they all give themselves the title. Oh, no, I'm the manager and transportation coordinator.
Yeah.
Whatever, mate. You're a groupie. Amanda. pour some sugar on me.
Pour some sugar on me.
She thought it was full-grown, super-grown men. 3, 2.
Full-grown, super-grown men.
Why would they be singing that?
What? It's funnier if you know what the film clip looks like as well. It's like
now
this
just featuring
super,
fat bad dogs.
Yeah, it's like this super hot babe on the roof of a car, like washing it.
Yeah.
She's like soaping herself up and stuff. Imagine if she was on there full-grown, super-grown men. I don't even know what that means. It's very funny.
Neither do I. Michaela. Everyone loves New York, Alicia Keys. Iconic song.
This is one of my yeah bitch songs.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I love belting this in the car.
Yes.
So good.
Yeah. So what it sounds like is, well, it's New York, concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
Yeah.
But Michaela thought it meant New York, concrete jungle, wet dreams, tomatoes. Because it just rolled off the tongue and like the beats hit. So what it's supposed to sound like is a little bit 3, 2, 1.
New York! Concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
But according to Michaela, she thought it was
in New York! Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can do. We sound good, by
do
the
we?
Way. Yeah.
Let's have the show on the road, baby.
Okay.
You. Alicia McNeil. This is the Neo song. Do you recognize this song? I've put it in front of you. I want to celebrate and live my life.
Say it, ayo. Baby, let's go.
Well,
I love that fucking song.
Neo had fucking hits.
Such a good song.
Yeah, and they're all up and about and
vibey.
So instead of saying, I want to celebrate and live my life, saying, ayo, baby, let's go.
Uh-huh.
Alicia thought it was, I want to celebrate and eat fried rice, saying, ayo, where's the mayo?
I
want to celebrate and live my life. Oh, no, I fucked it up.
Oh, sorry.
I want to celebrate and eat fried rice.
Oh, no, sorry, I thought we were doing that. Sorry. I was doing the right one. All right, 3, 2, 1. Eat fried rice.
I want to celebrate and eat fried rice. Say it, ayo, where's the mayo? Who's putting mayo on fried rice? Normal or nah? Fucking nah.
Who's doing that?
Finally, Kristen. First of all, she goes, you know that song Wonderwall by U2? And I went, you mean Oasis? And she goes, yeah, yeah, that's the one. So already she's not off to a good start.
Also just saying like, you know that song Wonderwall? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, the one by U2. What?
Not U2. No, me. No. Me.
Are you aware?
U2.
Me too.
Me too. Oh, not U2.
No.
No, me too.
Who about those two?
Nah, us two. Oh, no, U2.
Yeah. So the line is, I said maybe. I said that with the accent.
Maybe.
You're going to be the one that saves me.
Maybe.
But she thought, because she's from the UK, and I believe this is like the local supermarket, I said, maybe you're going to be the one at Sainsbury's.
That's very funny. And I think that Oasis are English as well, aren't they? So it would, if you were in the UK, you'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like it adds up.
Couple of,
you know, because we're talking about Michaela with the fucking Wet Dreams tomatoes. That makes no sense. At least this one, I'm kind of like, I can see how you got there.
Yeah.
You
so know? How it's supposed to sound is.
I said maybe you're going to be the one that saves me.
But of course, according to Kristen, and this is for like 10 years, by the way, she's and it's a real belter in out in the car singing along song. She was singing a bit of,
I said maybe you're going to be the one at Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I'll get the 2-for-1 milk. Thanks, mate. Oh, it's cheaper if you get the 2 litre.
I wonder if Kirsten thought that all this time she was going to meet the love of her life at Sainsbury's,
yeah.
Or that it was some like crazy marketing campaign.
Yeah.
Like this like hit song around the world was actually an ad for Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I'm going to be the one at Sainsbury's. And it cuts to her like looking glamorous in the deli aisle, like getting the fancy cheese and being like, yep, I'm the one at Sainsbury's. Yeah. Tony, what do you love to see?
So over the past week online, I've been living for these jokes. It's so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
the second that
what a
he's,
gift to the internet.
Yeah, fucking amazing. So there is this, if you haven't heard of it, there's this conspiracy, I guess, that, and not even really a conspiracy.
It's
been proven.
It's fact.
That every time Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend of the time turns 25, he ditches her.
Yep.
Or he ditches her just before she turns 25. But like clockwork last week, his girlfriend celebrated her 25th birthday and he is now dating a different 22-year-old model.
Already?
Yeah, he's already dating another person.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, that's a shame for both of us, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, I'm really upset.
Because Leo keeps getting older. Yeah. But those 24-year-olds keep being 24.
Keep getting born. You know what I mean? Like there's always people that are going to be 24.
Can I tell you one of my favourite jokes ever?
Yep.
You know how Ricky Gervais used to host the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
And just slay?
Yeah.
Apparently the movie he was in, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it went for like 3 or 4 hours. It's a real long movie. And he says, when they went to the premiere, by the time the movie finished, Leo's girlfriend was too old for him. And I was just like,
that's very funny. That movie is fucking long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
not a lot happens.
I write that. But so obviously the memes have been coming through thick and fast. This is my favourite one. It's a tweet from Tom Neenan.
Yep.
And it reads, Titanic turns 25 this year, at which point I assume Leonardo DiCaprio will no longer want to be in it.
Can you just edit me out of a few scenes? And by a few scenes, I mean the 4 hours I was in them.
Is that 25? Well, I don't want to be in that.
No. I'm
take
not,
me out.
I'm
take
not
my
in,
stiffy out. Out.
I don't go in 25-year-old things. I only go in things that are younger.
But I
pull
just
my chub and rub it the hell out of there. Go rub it somewhere else.
I just saw that and I fucking lost it as soon as I saw it. And I thought, of all the memes I've seen, that's fucking
that's right
hilarious.
Up there. That's so good.
Yeah.
And as soon as that story again, what a gift to the internet.
Oh, my God.
I need to show you a picture for this.
Oh, it's not you doing karaoke again, is it?
I'll send you a different one. For my love to see it this week.
Yeah.
I'll text it to you.
Oh, a text.
That's coming through now.
Do you have my number?
I'm
not sure if you do. Don't have anything yet.
Oh, it's downloading. Oh, hang on. I'll Bluetooth it to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're airdropping.
Oh, my Bluetooth's off.
Oh, my God.
This is so what embarrassing.
Can you just show me on your phone? What are you? Why don't you want to just show me on your phone?
What can you say? What are you looking at?
You got the house.
Got the house, baby. You. What are you seeing there?
You and Bridget standing in front of a beautiful sold sign.
I have a follow-up from the real estate lady who I DM'd last week. Now, everyone, the 30,000 people in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group, all the people in the DMs who are poo-pooing me saying, you've cost yourself, what do we call it? Beyonce's Airbnb?
Oh, Beyonce's Airbnb. Yeah.
I DM'd the people that owned it and jokingly said, please stop advertising this. I want to raise my family and live in it for 50 years. Yeah. Stop drumming up attention.
Yeah, but you didn't do a ha-ha. You didn't do an emoji. It didn't work.
And everyone said, you've ruined this
you
for you,
yeah.
your wife, your future kids. You fucked the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, to everyone who said that, I say, fuck you. That house is mine. It's ours.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so happy for you guys. This is so fucking exciting.
It is, and there's some more good news.
This is the outfit you were wearing yesterday. Did this happen yesterday?
No, I'm just low in rotation.
Oh, okay.
On the weekend. And that's not the only good news. There's more good news.
What's the other good news?
We're having a housewarming and everyone who listens to the podcast is invited.
No, that's not true.
Why not? That's what Bridget said. Why not?
Why would you do that? Oh, there's only like two people in Australia, so it's fine.
I thought you would be, why are you, so you're as negative as this idea.
How could, what, you want a whole bunch of people in your house?
I just thought we should celebrate together.
That's.
You don't want to celebrate?
Maybe we could jump on Zoom and they could see, you could do a little Zoom tour or something.
No, come over, have a party.
All right. Well, I'm busy that day. I'll come a different day. Bridget can come to my house that night and you can do that.
Oh, I thought everyone would be excited about that part.
No. This is fucking awesome though. I'm so fucking excited.
Why can't you react like that to the party?
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking happy for you guys.
Well, I'm happy as well.
For anybody that doesn't know, Ryan, before we started this podcast, has been trying to fucking find a house.
I reckon the first episode, I was saying we went to an open house and it fucking sucks.
You've been trying to find the right one and this one you really had your eye on.
We've come second three or four times. I reckon we put offers in and got snaked by rich people.
Fuck, I'm so happy for you guys. That's fucking awesome.
It was a fucking big weekend.
That's fucking huge.
And sorry for keeping that for me for 2 days.
Oh my, how did you not tell me?
Well, I was going to message you and then I thought, oh, the hierarchy of communication. I can't just text you and say,
no,
bought a house.
Well, surely you would call or FaceTime.
Well,
or
I actually thought that wasn't enough. I was like, it has to be in person.
But I saw you yesterday.
I know, and it fucking killed me. And then I was like, no, I want to share it with you on the
podcast. I'm so fucking excited for you guys. That's fucking awesome. So when are you moving in?
It'd be 60 days, something, for the settlement and stuff, it's not right away.
All right. So I can get my my beach bod ready between now and then.
I can confirm there is a pool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
60 days for us to keep it tight.
Yeah. Okay.
For tying it up. Really slim it down. I have spent some time at the Budgie Smuggler website.
Yeah.
I have offered to get Bridget and I as a housewarming gift matching swimmers.
That. Yep.
We are trying to come to a.
She's not keen, you're keen.
Yeah, and
maybe
also
you and Torbs could get matching and Bridget and I would sit inside.
You
fucking love to see that, mate. Yeah. That's fucking awesome. I'm so happy for you.
For people, we've moved around I reckon I've lived in 10 towns since I finished school.
Mm-hmm.
Bridget lived when she was younger. I reckon she went to 8 different primary schools.
Fuck.
She was one of the... Dad was always moving for work. She always moved around.
Yeah.
And so because of both spent a lot of time moving, we both just we want to have this place and never, ever leave.
This is your forever family home.
Yeah, and we don't want our kids to have to change schools every year. And we it's close to this school. It's not actually where in the area we thought we were going to go. But as you know, this specific house, we just were
loved
that's
it.
The one.
Yep.
So it's not where we expected. But now we're we want to raise our kids, our fucking grandkids. We never want to leave. We're all romantic about it, but we're this is the one.
Yep.
We're not moving. It's not a house. What is it?
A home.
It's our home.
That's so... Oh, I'm so happy for you.
And everyone's invited.
You'll have to see
that. Wipe your fucking shoes before you come in. Don't dirty up my carpet. Just invited 100,000 people to come around on Saturday. I think it's cup weekend.
Great.
It's a long weekend.
Long weekend.
So you got time to travel down.
Great.
Everyone's welcome. I'll put an RSVP Facebook event in the group. and I'm calling it. You ready? I'm actually proud of this. It's called Dips and Dips. So we'll supply the crackers. Everyone just bring a dip, and then we'll go for a swim, like a dip in the pool. So
mate,
it's like
that
dips
sounds
and dips.
Shit.
Dips and dips.
Shits and shits, more like. That's awful.
Well, that's what it'll be the next day for all those dips, you know what I'm saying?
Anyway, we'll chat to you tomorrow on the vodcast.
Woo!
You'd love to see that.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just so happy for you, mate. All right, love you, bye.
There's a car park for you, undercover.
Yeah.
And a spare room.
Fucking talk dirty to me. Yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
I actually was like, this is Tony's room when she stays and gets drunk in the spa and can't drive home.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Not everyone can stay at the party, though.
Okay, I keep saying love you, bye, okay. So it's over.